Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jia Qi from University of Florida. I'm happy to be here and give my presentation. My topic is about the use of thymol and captopril to control citrus black spot on Valencia orange fruit. Citrus black spot is a fungal disease. It's caused by Grignardia citrocarpa. Almost all the commercial cultivars are susceptible to this disease, especially Valencia orange. The symptoms on the fruit are variable, including hard spot, false melanose, correct spot, and early virulent spot. In North America, citrus black spot was first observed in Immokalee, Florida in 2010. Now, three counties, Polk, Hunter, and Collier, are confirmed to have this disease. The infected groves in those counties have been designated as quarantine areas. So this is a new disease in America. Because infected fruit is not a major source to spread this disease, fruit from quarantine areas can be shipped interstate or export. But we need to make sure the fruit meets grade standards and has been treated according to specified conditions. However, infected fruit may develop lesions after packing or shipping. Once the lesion exceeds the standards, it may cause market rejection and large losses. Essential oils are aromatic oily liquids from plant organs. Many essential oils have direct antifungal activities, and some essential oils have been used to control plant disease. There are two essential oil-based fungicides. They have been labeled and applied in commercial packing house. In our preliminary experiment, we screened the 8 essential oils in vitro. Thymol and captopril were the most effective compounds to inhibit mycelium growth. Thymol and captopril are the main components in thymol oil, and the FDA has already listed thymol and thymol oil as food for human consumption. And in 1964, thymol was first used as a pesticide in U.S. So in our experiment, we chose them to control citrus black spot. Our objective is to identify effective methods to control or limit citrus black spot after harvest. And in this research, we tested the inhibitory effects of thymol and captopril on mycelium growth of Grignardia citrocarpa in vitro. And then we tested the ability of thymol and captopril to control citrus black spot on naturally infected Valencia orange fruit. Finally, we tested the effects of thymol and captopril on Valencia orange fruit quality. First, let's see in vitro test. In this experiment, we used three isolates from three different counties. The essential oils were thymol, captopril, and the combination of thymol and captopril at 1:1 ratio. Here, we tested the effects on mycelium growth. That is because in infected fruit, it is the mycelium in Florvido growing and resulting in lesion expression after harvest. This table shows the effective concentration of thymol and captopril to inhibit mycelium growth by 50%. From this table, we can find thymol was the most effective compound to suppress mycelium growth in vitro, and the combination didn't have a synergistic effect on mycelium growth inhibition. And then we tested the ability of thymol and captopril to control citrus black spot on naturally infected Valencia orange fruit. Here, we used the two treatments, deep treatment and wax treatment. First, let's see the deep treatment. For deep treatment, fruits were harvested from infected grove and separated in asymptomatic and symptomatic groups. The lesion on symptomatic fruits were marked before experiment. And then the fruit were dipped in water with different concentrations of thymol, captopril, or combination. Fruit without any treatment were used as control. After treatment, the fruits were kept at 12 degrees Celsius, 90% relative humidity, 5 to 10 ppm ethylene, and continuous light to speed the lesion appearance. First of all, in our experiment, we found thymol, captopril, and the combination at 2 mg per milliliter resulted in peel injury. The most severe damage was caused by thymol. It also caused peel injury at 1 mg per milliliter. This picture shows the peel injury symptoms, so we cannot use those concentration essential oils on fruit. Now, let's see the lesion development. On fruit that were asymptomatic before treatment, dipping fruit in water with essential oils reduced the number of lesions formed on fruit, but not in a concentration-dependent manner. 0.5 mg per milliliter was the most effective concentration. However, on fruit that already had lesions before treatment, none of the treatments significantly inhibited new lesion development on fruit. Now, let's see the wax treatment. For wax treatment, both asymptomatic fruit and symptomatic fruit were waxed with shellac containing different concentrations of thymol, captopril, and combination on packing line for 1 minute. After wax, the fruit were hot air dried for 2 minutes and kept at the same conditions to speed the lesion appearance. Fruit waxed without essential oil were used as wax control. Fruit without any treatments were used as control. First, shellac with essential oil didn't cause any peel injury on fruit, even at very high concentration, 5 mg per milliliter. And for the lesion development, on fruit that were asymptomatic before treatment, coating with shellac containing 5 mg per milliliter of thymol, captopril, and the combination reduced the number of lesions formed on fruit significantly. Also, none of the treatments significantly inhibited new lesion development on fruit that were symptomatic before treatment. After we found out the effective compounds and the concentrations, we tested the effects of thymol and captopril on Valencia orange fruit quality. In this experiment, healthy fruit were treated as below, dipping in water with essential oils at 0.5 mg per milliliter, or waxing with shellac containing essential oils at 5 mg per milliliter. The treated fruit was stored at 4 Celsius degree with 90% relative humidity. The fruit quality was evaluated every 4 weeks. In this experiment, we found none of the treatments significantly affect fruit internal quality and the peel puncture resistance, but the treatments did affect fruit weight loss during storage. From this table, we can find dipping fruits in water with essential oils significantly reduced fruit weight loss during storage, and there was no difference between essential oils. And coating fruit with shellac significantly reduced the fruit weight loss during storage. Essential oil didn't enhance the wax effect on fruit weight loss during storage. So from our research, we can find both essential oils and the combination were effective in inhibiting mycelium growth of Grignardia citrocarpa in vitro, with the highest efficiency displayed by timol. Dipping fruits in water in 0.5 mg per milliliter of timol, captopril, or combination significantly reduced lesion development on asymptomatic fruit. However, both essential oils and the combination at 2 mg per milliliter resulted in peel injury. The most severe damage was caused by timol. It also caused peel injury at 1 mg per milliliter. Coating with shellac containing 5 mg per milliliter of timol, captopril, or the combination significantly reduced lesion development on asymptomatic fruit, and no peel injury was detected when fruit were coated with shellac containing essential oils, even at high concentration. Finally, dipping fruit in water with essential oil significantly reduced fruit weight loss during storage. That's all about my research. Here I want to say thank you to my committee members and the lab members, and thank you for your attention. Any questions? Thank you. Oh, yeah. I think it needs further study. But I guess it is because the essential oil is an oily liquid. So I think maybe the essential oil solution can block the natural openings on the citrus peel, like wax, so it can reduce the weight loss. It's only my guess. I'm not sure. So I think maybe it needs further study, and maybe we can observe the citrus peel under the microscope to find out the result.
You haven't done that, but you haven't looked at it.
No, I didn't. Maybe I will do it later. Thank you. I didn't do any research about it, and I read some papers about it. It's about the wax can reduce the peel scalding caused by hot water. I think that's because maybe the essential oil can cause the peel injury, but the wax treatment protects the fruit and reduce the peel injury, so we didn't see the peel injury. Because there are some reports, they dip the fruit in the water and then wax the fruit, and the wax treatment reduced the peel scalding caused by hot water. And I think wax is a good treatment to relieve the peel injury. Thank you. Oh, yes.
Any other questions? Just a real quick one. I know that the peel is thrown away, so it really doesn't matter, but would there be any worry for high concentrations of any flavor or residual overpowering aromas or tastes on the product?
So you mean the essential oil will influence the fruit flavor?
Yeah, because usually it can be efficacious microbial kill you have to use a pretty high concentration, which I've dabbled with these in the past and thrown away all the data because the crop was ready to throw away as well.
So sorry, I didn't...
Your highest concentrations, would they or could they have a negative effect sensorially speaking?
soil? Okay, big.
Organoleptics, the flavor.
Did you do any taste tests?
Oh, I didn't do the taste panel.
Well, I realize that, but what do you think? Is that even been thought of?
Does
it have a strong smell?
Oh, you mean the essential oil smell on the fruit peel? Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's a problem because the essential oil is a volatile compound. And after the treatment, I think maybe the essential oil on the peel can be gone during the transportation or storage. And in our experiment, we didn't have this problem. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.